Dirt on My Shoe. Story by Mike Graff. Illustrated by Richard Morden. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. On the Trail. Jordan and Caitlin were hiking on the Rainbow Ravine Trail with their families. As they were walking along, Caitlin pointed to Jordan's feet.
"Are you sure you want to take those brand new tennis shoes out here?" she asked.
Jordan laughed and said,
"They're going to get dirty one day. Come on, let's go."
Jordan and Caitlin took off running. They raced to a small canyon. There were colourful bands of sandstone alongside the trail. Jordan and Caitlin turned a corner and stopped so they could catch their breath. Caitlin realised that both their families were out of sight. Chapter 2. The Canyon. Jordan and Caitlin climbed into the dry, empty canyon. They turned a corner and looked up. The steep cliffs were bright orange. Large boulders jutted out from the sides of the cliffs.
"Hello!"
Jordan called out.
"Hello!
Hello!"
The canyon echoed back.
"Ooh, spooky here," Caitlin said. "I wonder if anything has ever lived here."
"I think so,"
Jordan answered.
"Millions of years ago, places like this had lots of plants and animals. There might even be fossils here."
Jordan and Caitlin looked at the ground. They searched around for signs of ancient life.
"Rocks, rocks, rocks,"
Jordan said, turning over several stones.
"Not one fossilized bone," Caitlin said, tossing a rock up the canyon.
"But look at your feet."
Jordan looked at his new shoes. They were covered in sand and dirt.
"Oh, well,"
he said. Caitlin and Jordan climbed a small hill above the trail. They kept searching for fossils. A few minutes later, Jordan saw his dad looking up at them.
"Hello up there,"
his dad shouted.
"It's time to come back,"
Caitlin's mum added. Caitlin turned over one more rock.
"Nope, nothing," she said.
Jordan grabbed a handful of dirt and let it sift through his hand. The dirt landed right on his new shoes. Chapter 3. Dinosaurs. Caitlin and Jordan walked back to the trail. On the way back, they passed a group of hikers. A ranger was taking the group on a guided walk. The ranger stopped to talk to the group just as Caitlin and Jordan passed by.
"Millions of years ago," the ranger explained, "there was lots of life up here, but you would never know it now."
Jordan looked at Caitlin.
"See? That's what I told you,"
he smiled. "In fact," the ranger continued, "we have found fossils up here of large and small dinosaurs." Jordan and Caitlin stepped closer to listen.
"Not all fossils are of animals," the ranger said. "There are seashell and plant fossils up here too. But fossils are usually hard to find. There's too much dirt to search through. When most plants and animals die, they break down and become part of the soil."
"We should go, Jordan,"
Caitlin said. Jordan nodded, and he and Caitlin ran to catch up with their families. Chapter 4. The Paper Cup.
"Hi there, you're back," said Caitlin's mum, smiling.
"Did you have a good look around?"
asked Jordan's dad.
"Yes, we did,"
Jordan answered.
"Why did we have to come back so quickly?"
"Because we want to set up camp before dark,"
Dad replied.
"We could have found a fossil, though," Caitlin said.
"Maybe we can come back and join a paleontological dig,"
Jordan's dad suggested.
"I'd really like that,"
Jordan said. Jordan and Caitlin waited to get into the back seat of the car. Caitlin opened the door.
You're not going to get in there with all that dirt on your shoes, are you?
Caitlin asked Jordan. Jordan looked at his new shoes. They were filthy. He could feel the dirt inside them. Jordan thought for a minute. Then he grabbed a paper cup from the back seat of the car. Caitlin watched as he took off his shoes and shook the dirt out of both of them into the paper cup.
Now I'm ready to get in,
Jordan said, smiling at Caitlin.
What are you going to do with all that dirt? Caitlin asked.
It's not just dirt,
Jordan responded.
I'm going to put it under my microscope at home. Maybe there are things in it we can't see right now. I can't wait to look.